And now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. This portion of the show is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. Maui Jim Sunglasses, the choice of the best captains. Shimano Rods and Reels, fish with the best, Shimano. And by Yamaha Outboards, official motor sponsor of Let's Talk Hookup. Here we go. Another great hour of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. Here's Pete Gray and Rock Cod Rick Maxa.
Welcome back. Hour number two, Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Pete Gray here with Rock Cod Rick Maxa. Mr. Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle is here, the tackle guru himself. We're talking unbelievable fishing, and it's getting better. And a lot of fun.
How is it getting better?
You know, but it is. It's always fun to do Let's Talk Hookup, and I hope you always enjoy listening to Let's Talk Hookup. But how much more fun is it when they're really
biting? Oh, my God. No doubt.
Remember years ago, and we're like, there's a great sculpin and bite going on. Yeah. You know, we got 16 today. You know, now we're talking about Wahoo and getting ready for Marlin, and it's just, it's awesome, man. We're having so much fun. And if you want to get in on this fun and join us, it has been a very busy morning on the show, but we would love to hear from you. There's two ways you can call Let's Talk Hookup if you want to be a part of the show. 858 area code 457-1090. That's our local number. Or you can reach us toll-free. That toll-free line, 877-792-1090. Both lines are totally full right now, but we're going to get you through. You keep trying. And not only are we talking all that fishing, talking tackle, and having fun, we've got an awesome prize for one lucky caller at the end of the show today. That's a $50 shopping spree at Fisherman's Landing Tackle Shop. One lucky caller at the end of the show is going to get to come on into the shop and spend $50.
How about that, huh? Bluefin Bob himself, Bob Aronson from the Bluefin. Good morning, Bob.
Hey, Bob.
Good morning, Pete. Good morning, Doug, Rick.
Morning.
Boy, I'll tell you, you talk about some good fishing.
That's
well,
awesome.
Let's talk about it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yesterday we were done at 7 o'clock. I mean, it, in the morning it was just.
Oh my gosh! Are you kidding me?
Yeah. It's we were near plug.
No way! That's so cool, Bob.
Yeah. It's been really, really good. You know, our big thing is. You know, there's two different groups of fish out there. And, there's the, smaller stuff and then there's the bigger stuff. And as we all know, the big stuff kind of reflects a little lower in the counts, but it's really nice quality. You know, I mean, guys are seeing some of the boats that are getting lower counts and stuff like that. They need to ask around as to what's going on because, usually the counts that are lower, it's because the guys are on the bigger fish. And you know, like, I mean, I'll be honest, we've been losing more fish than we're catching. It's, you get on this.
There's a lot of big fish out there.
Right?
That's the thing. It's like the fish of a lifetime for a lot of people.
Absolutely. You know, and it's nearly every single trip we normally hang one, at least one. That's just big, you know, I mean, 70, 80 pounds.
Yeah. Now, are these on day trip, day and a half trips, 2 day trips? I know you do them all on the Bluefin, right?
Yeah, you know, and it, I have to say that it, you know, it really depends. Sometimes it's on a 3/4 day trip that we do this.
Sometimes it's on
a overnight and sometimes it's a day and a half.
So
the only reason, yeah, there was kind of a little mess up here at the booking office. And that's the only reason we're in today. But, right now the big counts are coming from south. We're fishing Mexican waters. And, it's, you know, I mean, it's just stupid down there is what it is.
So much fun.
Well, tell us about your new boat, the Bluefin. Of course, Bob's our friend, been with us. And a lot of our listeners may not be familiar with your new arrangement. He still has angler management, does great mobile service for outboards. In fact, he takes care of Doug and my outboard all the time and wouldn't have anybody else. But now you have another job, which is the beautiful Bluefin, which is, right there at Fisherman's Landing. Tell us about the boat.
Yeah, it's, we bought the boat, in March and, we reconditioned the whole boat. I mean, it's, completely gone through. It's a really, really nice platform for fishing. It's got a lot of fishing room all the way around the boat. It's got refrigerated fish holes, sonar, all new electronics. The boat is just really set up.
You've got everything that a big long range boat would have in a 58-foot perfect
rad,
8 to 10
small group charter
boat. Charter boat. In fact, I had somebody call me yesterday and said, I'm looking for the perfect 8 to 10 person charter boat. It's like call Fisherman's Landing and
That's
book
it.
The Bluefin. That is the boat.
What yep. is so cool yeah. about that boat is it's a perfect boat for a small boat or for a small group, but what you often get with smaller boats is not the room. The distance between the house and the rails on that boat still blows me away every time I see it. There's a huge stern, it's giant. I mean, there's so much room that, you know, 8 people, 10 people, they disappear.
Yeah.
Yeah, we get so many comments, you know, everyone that's fishing the boat, it's just like, it's almost like a wow, I just can't believe how good this boat fishes, you know. And, it's been good. It's a good little boat.
Well,
it really is.
Somebody wants to book the Bluefin out of Fisherman's Landing for a group charter, are there any dates available by chance?
Yeah, there are. You know, I mean, this is our first year running, so, and a lot of people don't even know about the boat yet, you know, so of course there's going to be some openings this year. I'm hoping that changes for next year, but
it certainly will. You're doing a great job. So how do we book a trip with you?
Either call through Fisherman's Landing, or you can call my number at 760-310-7802.
Okay.
And we have a nice galley on the boat. The cook is outrageous. I mean, we got this guy's gold. I can't believe the cook we've got on this boat. And
it's a great boat. I mean, you put
really
a lot of work
really
into it. Bob's been in the biz for a long time. He knew what it would take to put together a nice 8 to 12 pack boat. And you did it. But Bob Aronson with the Bluefin out of Fisherman's Landing, you're looking for a great charter boat, grab it because the dates are not going to last.
Yeah, exactly. Go now.
Go now. Thanks, Bob.
Yeah, I think the fishing's going to last, though.
Oh, yeah. There's no doubt.
Oh,
yeah. We're going to be running out of people before you run out of fish, that's for sure this year.
Oh, yeah. You know, the moon, one thing I was going to say is, you know, the moon was super bright heading out there the other night. And, I mean, it was like the sun almost. You could see on the top of the water. It looked like gray light
beautiful.
All night long. And I was kind of going, oh, geez, you know, I'm not really much of a moon guy. But I'm sitting there going, man, I don't know what's going to happen here.
Yeah, no, it's great. Hey, Bob, thanks a lot for the call this morning. Appreciate that. And look forward to talking to you again real soon. Bob Aronson from the Bluefin out of Fisherman's Landing. Let's head back east. Gary Schiebler, are we killing you or what, huh?
Yeah, I just have a fishing report here from Tennessee. yesterday, on a 4-inch Senko, I caught a 0.5-pound bluegill.
Ooh, nice one.
And,
ooh.
Yeah. Oh, it was, but that was it. And I just wanted to let you know.
Sorry, Gary.
Yeah, you guys are killing me.
Sorry.
I mean.
Our bad.
I saw the counts on the Malahini last week. Doug, what was that? 270 yellowfin, and I just
they had 230 yellowfin. They had 40 some dorado. They had 20 some yellowtail, and they had 150 skipjack. Just a little average 3/4 day run.
Head on out for 3/4.
So when are you coming out, Gary?
Oh my God, I just don't even know what to say.
Hey, by Fred Hall. Fred Hall's time, it might still be biking.
Yeah, who knows where this year's going?
that's it. But you know. One of the things that I want to say is that, you know, the landings and the skippers and the shops really, really, who hung in there through the rough, rough times, I'm just so happy for them. I mean, they really deserve it. It does, it's kind of like fishing. You know, if you just stay with it and if you just stick with it, your time will come. And it's just so nice to see those who hung in there through some really, really tough times, guys. You know, not, you know, about 4 or 5 years ago, you know, you remember that. And it's just so great to see it. And I can't tell you how much I wish I were there. And I'm just happy for the whole Southern California fishing fleet and everybody involved. So.
Thanks, Gary. Well, thanks for all your support. Now, of course, Gary allows us to use his fantastic music on our YouTube channel for our videos. Thank you very much for that, Gary.
You betcha. And how's the lizard fish bite?
The lizard fish bite. I don't know, Ricky?
I couldn't even tell you.
We don't, talk lizard here.
Doug boat, you're not even allowed to mention the L
right
word.
Now. I mean, the bay fishing actually has been fantastic.
I've heard it's been great.
Yep. But you know, we're kind of offshore right now, Gary.
It's hard to say because you don't, you know, the boat that, you know, quote unquote is only good for the bay, you know, your 15-foot aluminum skiff is out at IB creaming the big yellows right now. You know, and it's like, it's crazy.
And that's what I used to do when I was out there. I had a 14-foot Valco with a 9.5-horse Johnson, and I'd head up to the barn kelp.
Yeah.
And I'm just thinking, God, if I had that now,
you'd have a limited yellowfin.
Yeah. I mean, well, get out here. We'll take the fish.
Yeah, hurry up,
I'm going to try, guys. Good talking to you.
All right. Thanks, Gary Schiebler from Thursday Night Fishing Club from Nashville, Tennessee.
Yes.
Pretty darn cool. All right. See you, Gary. We got a little bonus right now. We got the man, Captain Buzz from the Prowlers on the line right now. What up, Buzz?
Morning, Buzz.
Oh, Buzz. Picking me up?
We'll have to reconnect with Buzz. All right, let's go ahead and jump into those jam-packed phone lines, Rick.
You got it. How about this time we talk to Paul? Paul this morning calls from Temecula. Good morning, Paul. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, guys. Doug.
Thanks
morning.
For hanging in there,
what's Paul.
And Pete. Hey, listen, I went out on the El Cap and talk about fish counts a week ago on Monday. We had 18 guys with 136 yellowfin, 36 Dorado.
Oh.
On a 1.5-day trip, and I guess I got my share. I got 14, had 3 break off, so I farmed some of them out. One got bit off right at the gaff by a hammerhead. But I got a question here. I'd like to play maybe Stump the Tackle Guru, since I've got two of the best in the studio this morning. The deckhand came over, and once I had enough fish, I started throwing a popper off the back end of the boat, and he came over and saw what I was doing. He says, hey, I'll join you. So he goes upstairs and grabs a rod, comes down. Now, I'd already probably thrown 15, 20 times. Got swirled on one time, but no takers. His first cast, he throws a popper, he gets bit. His second cast, he gets bit. His third cast, he gets bit. So after that, I thought, it's not me. What are you doing? What are you using here? And he showed it to me, and he had I was using an old style Yozuri popper, and he had a small blunt popper that was probably maybe 3/4 the size. Wasn't a cigar shape, more was a triangular shape with a larger head. And he showed me, he says, here's the deal. I've got 3 large ball bearings inside of this thing, and it sinks. And I thought, okay. So when I came home, I got online and looked for that thing, couldn't find it.
What do you think? What do you think? What is it? What is it?
Well, that's just it. I mean.
What do you think, Doug?
You know, I'm at a loss. It's hard to visualize a description over the phone like that. I know.
The angled shape reminds me of Halco because they've got that big, you know, kind of angular, open, scooped face shape. But they don't traditionally make a sinking popper. And sinking poppers are definitely a thing. You know, I mean, they're you know, there's a couple of companies that
make an Orca sinking. Mm-hmm. Now, but that's a
stick bait.
That's a stick bait. But what about the Williamson, jet popper? They have kind of ball bearings inside.
Yeah, they have
right?
a rattler inside.
Yeah.
What when you say the triangular shape, does that just mean the tail was skinny and the mouth was kind of wide?
Yeah, the mouth was the largest part of it was the mouth portion, but it wasn't a round mouth. It was more almost rectangular, and then triangular that back down to the back of it, only had one treble hook on it, and then had 3 what I would say are probably 3/8 to 1/2 ounce ball bearings inside of it because it was translucent. And I looked on, somebody told me it was Halco. I went online, looked, and I couldn't find it. Somebody told me it was Williamson, couldn't find it. Braid, I couldn't find it. So I was just kind of wondering.
Yep, not ringing the bell. Yeah. I know the old Peely poppers made a sinking. Those were made in Hawaii, but. Guess you're going to stump the tackle guru on this
one. Hey, but good that you're throwing that popper and that's a key thing is when somebody's catching and you're not, check them out.
Yeah,
what are you using?
I would say this, Paul, if you want, you're always welcome to just snap a picture of that thing with your smartphone and just email it to us at the tackle shop at fishing@saltwatertackle.com. And maybe we wouldn't find the exact thing, but we carry a ton of poppers at the shop. I mean, obviously recognizing how rad popper fishing is and how good it was last year, we have an entire display dedicated to poppers of probably six or seven different manufacturers and all the different sizes and styles there within. So if you wanted to at least shoot us a picture, we could probably find you the closest thing to it, at least to keep you in the game.
There you go. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. I want to mention, we talked about it yesterday, we've anteed up a little bit here for our Palmas de Cortez 21st annual tournament in honor of Lou Duchesne, our good buddy there. Thanks to Dave at Statewide Stripes, who is San Diego's premier striping company. He has thrown in another $1,000 into the pot. So George
cool.
Weir Asphalt in Escondido has $1,000 in, and Dave at Statewide Stripes has thrown in $1,000. So now we have $2,000 up for grabs in our 21st annual Palmas de Cortez fall tournament. Talked to Eddie yesterday. There's still a couple of spots left. If you want to join us, October 8th, going to be a great time of the year down in the East Cape and at Palmas de Cortez. I'll be there. Looking forward to it. And how much does it cost to get into our tournament, Rick?
It's a ton, so you really need to bankroll heavy before you go. Oh, wait, no, never mind. It's zero. It's $0.
It's
it costs you no money to come down, join a fun tournament, and have your shot at what $2,000 is up for grabs.
You bet.
And I loved the way that you distributed the money. And if you could, tell everybody about that, because I thought that was so smart of you and Eddie to do this.
And
I think it's a rad idea.
And once again, thanks again to George Weir Asphalt and Statewide Stripes for making this possible. $750 for the largest tuna, $750 for the largest wahoo or dorado, and then $500 is going to be divided amongst the first, second, and third place captain and crew of the boats that you're fishing on.
There's obvious incentive there. Yes,
big incentive for those guys, you know, because first place is going to get $250, second place $150, and third place $100, and that's a lot of money for those guys, and they're going to be jumping all over it.
I think that's such a good call, man.
Yeah.
I love that. I love it.
So it's going to be a great tournament. We'd love to have you join us. A couple of spots left. Check it out on our website, hookup1090.com, on our trips page. It's all the information is listed there. Check it out and come join us at Palmas de Cortez on October the 8th.
You got it. Well, hey, I got some exciting news, too. I know that I wanted to mention it yesterday. We private boat fishing, crazy good, everything's awesome. So very officially yesterday, we have a brand new boat coming. My good buddy Neil and I ordered a brand new Parker from Kevin Kelly and the boys at West Coast Marine. So
nice.
I'm so stinking excited with all this stuff going on that we,
wow.
You know, I fish with Doug all the time on his Parker, and it is like, it's my favorite ride.
It's a perfect Southern California boat.
It is. And I'm so pumped, and I fish. I mean, that's my ride. Doug's my fishing partner, and I fish on Doug's 23 Parker all the time, and have been pounding around in a smaller boat and just really wanting to pull the trigger. And my good buddy Neil and I, who fish together in the skiff all the time, said, you know what, we need to just pull the trigger. And so got a brand new 25 Parker coming from Kevin and the boys at West Coast, and they took such good care of us. And
Yamaha powered.
Yep, we're gonna have a Yamaha 300, and just I am so stinking excited for that boat. And it's just,
and the Kevin and the guys up at West Coast, they do such a good job.
Crazy.
They're such a great Parker dealer. They deal so directly with the people back at Parker Boats in North Carolina, and it's almost like they are the source of all of Southern California for Parker boats.
Nick Boone, who works in our shop, he and his dad have a 25 Parker, and that was one of the things that pushed us over the edge with those guys. He goes, I'm on the phone with them all the time, you know, not just for boat problems, but, you know, he's hooking us up, and this is going there, and it is. It's like a family of guys up there, and I'm so excited.
Yeah,
dude.
Well, you should be.
Yeah.
That's
going
to be a radical boat. Can't wait to go fishing with
that 25
them.
Is a huge small boat.
Yes.
I mean, that is a machine. That boat is going to be so cool. You can do anything
wait.
In that.
Yeah,
anything.
It's going to be so rad.
Speaking of anything, you know, Rick and I were talking about free diving with the guys from Gannett Dive Company a few weeks ago, and we had a lot of interest in setting up a free diving class. So Rick and I said, yeah, we're doing it. So we set up a class. It's going to be the 25th of September to the 27th. It's a Friday, Saturday, Sunday. And Rick and I are going to do the class, and it's a 5-person class. We have 3 spots left. So if you want to join us on that, maybe 2 spots, but for sure 2 spots for sure. But it's $450 for the full 3-day class, including all the instructional materials. Garl said you're going to learn to hold your breath for 3 minutes.
Oh,
he guaranteed no question. Yeah, and just to have to take your game, if you're a guy that likes to do it, you're going to be able to take your skill set to the next level. Or if you're a guy like me, I used to dive in high school and I loved it and just got out of it. And now in a quick shot, you're going to basically be able to, you're going to be able to do it on a much safer, and you're going to be much, much more proficient at breath hold free diving.
That's, I think you said the key there, safer. There's a lot of deaths associated with shallow water blackout that can teach you how to avoid that type of thing. And it's, if you're a free diver, if you're jumping in the water, spearing things, and you don't, haven't had proper training, you need to take this class.
And this is not just proper. This is an expert showing you what to do. Exactly. This is it.
This is a three-day intensive free diving class. Again, it's going to be, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, the 25th through the 27th of September, five-person max in the class, and that includes Rick and myself. So if you want to go, shoot me an email, pete@hookup1090.com. It's $450. You want to go on this class, you want to sign up, I'll put you in touch with Garo at Gannett Diving. You can check out their website, gannettdive.com, for more information on the class. Or, like I say, if you want to go with us, you want to join us, just shoot me an email, pete@hookup1090.com, and we'll look forward to hanging out with you for 3 days.
You got it. Phones are packed. Let's jump into them. Howard, San Diego, you're up next on Let's Talk Hookup. What's up, Howard?
Good morning, Pete, Rick, and Doug. Outstanding show. My question is, how do you fix the Shimano flat ball jig? Do you use a flexible or heavy rod tip? Are the heavier gram flat ball working better than the lighter flat ball? And do you fish the flat ball before daybreak or any time during the day? Thank you.
It's a very versatile jig. You can fish it on Power Pro, or you can fish it on mono. You can go fairly heavy, so, I mean, 40, 50-pound test if you want to. Anywhere from that 80 to 200 gram. I'd say the 130 and the 160 have been the most popular sizes. And it's as the name suggests, flat fall. It gets bit very well on the sink. So you can literally just drop it over the side if you want to, or you can cast it out. You know, if you're in a drift, you don't want to drop it straight down on the downwind side of the boat, because then the boat will run over your line and the jig will end up on the backside underneath the boat. So, you know, if you're doing a long drift, and, you know, you're just kind of probing, where there's, you know, a little bit of fish present, but they're not directly, you know, under the boat, visible and all that kind of stuff, you can cast it downwind. If you're in that scenario where the fish are right there at the boat, you can just drop it straight down and just kind of keep your thumb in contact a little bit so that you don't overrun or backlash. But if that jig stops or if it takes off, you know, you've got a bite. So, you know, let's just say, for instance, the captain says we got, you know, meter marks at 80 feet. Well, a good scenario would be to drop it down. Make sure you drop it far enough that you get through that 80-foot zone. So get it down to 100 feet or 125 feet. So when they're metering fish at 80 feet, that's the top of the fish. There may well be a thickness of fish another 20, 30 feet down. So get it through the fish. If you don't get a bite, put it in gear and bring it back at, you know, like a medium fast retrieve. You don't have to do anything crazy with those. It's not like a yo-yo jig for yellowtail. You know, medium fast, I would say, is fine. Most of our reels these days are 6-to-1. So just turn the handle kind of medium speed. Then get it back up to that, you know, 75 feet, you know, where you think you're above the fish, and then drop it back down through them. Just keep working it that way, and eventually you're going to get grabbed.
There you go. Thanks a lot for the call this morning.
Dave in Encinitas, you're up next on Let's Talk Hookup. Hi, Dave.
Morning, Dave. Thanks for hanging
Hello.
In there.
Hey, Dave, how you doing?
Hello?
Hi, you're on Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, Hello? Good morning, guys. Great show this morning.
Thanks, Dave.
Thanks, Dave.
Hey, I had a couple of questions. First is, did you guys hear about a report that the commander got into three big eye yesterday, and if that was confirmed? And my second and third questions are, can you fish a raider on a spinning reel? And also, I heard of people using like a spider hitch to a double San Diego as an option with mono. Look forward to your thoughts, and thanks very much.
Well, I'm going to defer to the other fellows here on the big eye. Unless I see one and have scientific proof, then, you know, I'm always skeptical. But what did you guys hear?
I mean, I saw the count when I came back to the landing, and, I mean, let's face it, the same, you know, I heard so many, and then I'll pull it up for us. they put up the pictures on their Facebook page. I'm saying big eye. I mean, it was a, they were small ones. They were like 10, 15 pounders. But, I mean, this was, it had all the characteristics that a big eye does. It looks like you took a yellowfin and you just shoved them together. It was shorter and fatter and way more than anything. It's got the big eye wings. I mean, that's the thing that is so recognizable, at least to me. I mean, that's,
it is.
It was a big eye. You know, I mean, it has, you know, no question. Long, way longer pectoral fins than albacore. I mean, or than a yellowfin. It basically looks like an albacore that's shorter and fatter and got the wings. And they had three of them. And I'll show you the pictures. And I'm guessing you're going to say the same thing. Like that's it.
That's totally cool.
They got them. You know,
raider on a spinning reel.
As far as now, you said a raider on a spinning reel.
Yeah,
like a raider jig.
Raider jig
for wahoos.
You can fish any jig on any reel. There's no law that says you can't do it. But I don't think you're taking up nearly as much line per crank as you would on a typical conventional reel. But with that said, if you're comfortable with a spinner and you've got a good quality spinning reel with great drags, great gears, and so forth, and you're more comfortable with that, that's fine. Most
of the modern day spinning reels, like that new Twin Power by Shimano,
they're
super powerful reel at a somewhat affordable price.
Yeah, you go out and catch a marlin on that if you wanted
Absolutely.
To. So yeah, there's nothing that says you can't do that.
Yeah, you don't want to use your old style spinning reel, your old Mitchell.
No,
or
your Mitchell
like
302
that.
Is going to blow up.
No. Thanks a lot for the call this morning.
All right, well let's jump right back into the phones. This time we're going to talk to Steve. He's calling us from Long Beach this morning. Hi, Steve. Welcome to the show.
Thanks for hanging in there, Steve.
Hey, Steve.
Morning, guys. Question I have is, I've actually got two questions. Lifespan on Power Pro. I know you can take it off the spool and put it back on the other direction. And what reel would you recommend for a Terramar 86XH?
Yeah, you know, you could use a lever drag or a star drag on that rod. Depends on your purpose. But if you're throwing lightweight surface iron jigs at any point, I would probably go with the star drag, meaning a Trinidad would be the pinnacle of that one, or a Torium as well. You could also put a Talica 10 or 12 on that. And then as far as the life of the Power Pro, I mean, it's fairly endless. I mean, we've had guys with, you know, 10 years or more on that stuff. And it just, you know, as long as you don't have the microfibers starting to split from, you know, maybe rubbing a barnacle on the bottom of the boat or getting in some crazy tangle, that stuff will last pretty much forever.
There you go. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way, including finding out more fish reports. We're going to talk to your saltwater guy, Dave Hansen, and a lot more of your phone calls. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
Are you feeling that itch to get out on the water? Come fishing on the American Angler and reacquaint yourself with some familiar faces and make new friends. Captain owners Brian Kiyohara and Sam Patella take pride in every aspect of the American Angler operation, from their loyal and trusted crew to the sashimi-grade fresh fish you'll take home. It's easy to find a vacation that fits your schedule. We have everything from day and a half to 10-day trips and longer. Call me at the office, 619-223-5414, or check us out at AmericanAnglerSportFishing.com. We want you to become a part of the American Angler family.
Mark your calendar for the big event. The Longfin in Orange is having their annual Customer Appreciation Day, Saturday, September 12th. It's their biggest sale ever, with over 20 manufacturer representatives setting up booths in the Longfin parking lot, all bringing unbelievable sale prices. Meet representatives from Shimano and Power Pro and take advantage of unheard savings on selected Shimano products, including Shimano rods and reels, G. Loomis rods, and Power Pro lines. See what's new from Shimano, like the Terramar Rod Series. Get tremendous savings on fresh and saltwater tackle from every manufacturer. Bring your reel and get it serviced for free with minimum purchase. Plus, you can win big in the raffle with hundreds of giveaways. Unbelievable prices for this one-day-only sale. Saturday, September 12th from 7 to 7 at the Longfin, 2730 East Chapman, just off the 55 freeway in Orange. For directions or more information, check out the website at thelongfin.com.
What a tuna and yellowtail season last year. Many say the best in 30 years. Could this season be even better? Don't be caught without the right gear. Now is the time to stock up on the trolling lure that proved to be the best. X-Wrap Magnum by Rapala. Every X-Wrap Magnum runs perfect right out of the box. They all have extreme action and a controlled deep diving aggressive swimming motion. The large diving lip partners with premium BMC hooks and an irresistible rattle. The X-Wrap Magnum by Rapala can be trolled at high speeds without rolling or kicking out at depths to 15 feet. Bottom line, the X-Wrap Magnum is the ultimate ultimate trolling lure for Southern California and Baja saltwater fishing. With a textured translucent body, internal holographic foil, and 3D holographic eye, X-Wrap Magnums are irresistible to saltwater game fish. Available in a variety of colors and sizes. No matter what you choose, the fish can't resist X-Wrap Magnum by Rapala. Ask your local tackle dealer which is the hottest color and size and start catching more fish. See the entire line at Rapala.com. For over five decades, Lee Palm Sport Fishing has set the standard in long-range fishing that they pioneered long ago. The Red Rooster 3 sets a new standard of excellence. The Red Rooster 3 is one of the most modern, quiet, and fastest long-range vessels in the fleet. They have handpicked the finest crew to make your trip a memorable one. The Red Rooster 3 offers trips from 3 to 18 days and runs year-round to the best fishing spots on the planet. Ride the Red Rooster 3 once and you'll be back again. Call the Red Rooster 3 at 619-224-3857 or see them on the web at redrooster3.com.
Cast Tours is a family-owned and operated travel company that specializes in taking you to great fishing destinations. They take pride in providing the best and most affordable vacation packages available. For over 20 years, Cast Tours has been creating unique sport fishing and vacation trips. Whether it's a fishing trip, a family vacation, or an adventure, they will provide you the service and value you deserve. Call Cast Tours at 800-593-6510 or check casttours.com.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. All right, what do you think? I mean, you saw the photos, pulled it up on the Commander Facebook page.
I'm intrigued. I'm intrigued about the Big Eye possibility. Still want to see. I want to see a scientist say yes.
I'm cut it open and look at the liver.
I'm telling you, man.
I really hope that
it looks
they,
like a Big Eye.
That's Big Eye to me. I'm the biggest. I'm the biggest throw it out guy there is. I've seen of a guy that holds up a nice big 50-pound yellowfin and calls it a big, I'm like, nope, that's just not.
But
the
you're
one.
Saying Pacific Dawn also said they had a big eye.
Yeah, I know. When I was in the shop yesterday, I heard the Dawn call in say they had a big eye. Obviously, the Commander had the three. I mean, they're.
But what? Let's ask Dave Hansen. Have you seen any big eye this year, Dave Hansen? Saltwater, your saltwater guide.
Well, Pete, Rick, here's what we were told back in '83. If you do not cut the fish open and you do not examine the liver and you do not find out that it's got those charades in it or whatever they call
striation.
Then you don't know.
Yeah.
Then you don't know. So I don't know. I'm just going to say I don't know because no one cut it open and checked out the liver unless it gets to be a really big fish and then it loses the Allisons and then you know that it's a big eye. But if it's 100 pounds or less, you don't know until you examine the liver is what we've always been told.
I think it's a big eye, baby.
What do I know?
Short, fat. It's got the big, long wings. It's a big eye.
And here's the cool thing. If you have seen a dissection or a picture of a dissection of the big eye liver versus the yellowfin liver, it's really obvious.
Yep.
So, I mean, it's pretty obvious. So cut it open next time you see one.
Yep.
Let's get some photos.
I suppose it's probably too late, but, you know, I wish that they would have been able to make that positive ID because it would be really cool to say, 100% there's big eye in our local waters. And if they're juveniles like that, what does that mean for our future? Maybe good things. You know?
So, So,
correct.
What's going on? What's going on out there?
Well, I'm trying to calm down a little bit here.
As you are, bro.
We just came off a ripper. That's why I'm a little bit late. I only got two guys on their boat today. I'm on a 32 foot cobble or 30 foot cobble, whatever it is. We just came off a good, really good one, Pete, Rick. We got 15 fish out of it. Sure, we got a lot more, but there was only two people fishing, so that's all we could get. And it was unbelievable. We're out of bait. We're going to go home. But, guys, we've been through a little curve happened here this week. I mean, the fishing's phenomenal. Don't get me wrong. It's been really fun. But we got a phenomenal amount of skipjack just showed up in our waters here. Everywhere you look in the gyros now, you just see jumping skipjack. There's little skipjack jumping everywhere. And you got to slide on almost every school because you don't know which one's holding the other fish. So you fish and you fish and you fish. Like yesterday, I stopped on 15 spots of skipjack. The 16th spot bit like you couldn't even imagine, guys. And there was 50 to 100-pound yellowfin swimming through the corner for an hour. It was unbelievable fishing. We ended up getting 33 yesterday for six guys on the big boat. And then today, same thing. I think I stopped on five spots of skipjack, and then this one bit. And it was unbelievable. You get a lot of that little skipjack in the middle of the bite, but those yellowfin just come right in and push them out of the way. We're only 16 miles off the beach here, guys. unbelievable fishing. I don't know what to tell you. You just got to keep trying. You got to look. The problem a lot of guys are having is they're still just fishing for boats. I heard it all day yesterday at the dock. Guys, the fishing's phenomenal. It's your day to go fishing. Stop following other boats. You just
it's a
gotta
big
look.
Ocean.
You got to look. All you got to do is just look for fish. Everyone keeps going, boy, Dave, you're really getting them really good. All I'm doing is fishing. I'm just looking for fish. It's not that hard.
Do you have a pair of gyro binoculars on the boat?
Two.
Two. Thank you very much.
All I do is I'm in the gyros all day.
If you're not in
my eyeballs
up. If you don't, if you have a boat and you don't invest in gyros, you're missing part of the game.
Yep.
Right? You just did that, right, Doug?
Yeah, last week.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm just tired of not seeing what I know is there.
Yeah. You got it's kind of nowadays when it's all visual. It's kind of like one of those pieces of equipment. I mean, how much fuel do you put in your boat every time you go fishing, right?
Right.
I mean, but yeah, they're expensive, but they're outrageously expensive. It's like anybody you talk to that's not a fisherman that you say you spent $4,500 on a pair of binoculars is like, are you out of your mind? But they're the tool, right, Dave?
Right. It changes the whole game. It just changes everything. I see stuff when I'm driving through the middle of the fleet trying to get by them to get out to where the fish are and they're all setting 30 boats. You can look through the whole group. You can be a mile and a half, 2 miles away. You can look through the whole group of boats and see if anybody's getting lucky. And let's just say here's what I do. If there's three guys in a boat, they're 2 miles away, I look over there and I can look in the gyros. I can see the clothes they're wearing. If three guys are hooked up, it might be interesting to go over there and check out, but I wait until they gap that first fish, and if the next guy throws a bait out and gets bit right away again, I'm going to come in and help. It's pretty amazing. Go in there because they need help. They can't catch all the fish, so I got to come in there and help them.
So the other essential tool that you need is fishdope.com, because you got to have a starting point. You got to know where to start, and you got to know what's going on out there. And Dave reports every day on fishdope.com, $20 off using the code Hook up now, lowercase, no space. I might also add, you know, if you want a pair of Fraser Bopies, the lightweights, on our website, you get $100 off on Fraser's on our website, gyropros.com, using the code hookup there. Get it all, because you need all the tools you can, right, Dave?
Absolutely. If you guys don't know what's going on, and a lot of you guys have that job thing going on, so you don't know what's going on every day on the water, so you got to go to Fish Dope and get a clue of what happened yesterday. So you know what you should be doing today.
That's it. Thanks, Dave Hansen, your saltwater guide. If we want to go fishing with you, what do we do?
You guys, I got a really cool charter boat going now. It's a 65-foot Hatteras. We carry 15 scoops of bait. We got a sonar. We got two pairs of gyros. If you guys want to go and catch some fish, you can go with us on the charter boat. Or if you guys have your own boat and you just want to learn what I'm doing on the water and you want to check out the gyros and have them on the boat for a day and just see how they work, you can give me a call at 949-374-0786, and I think I have an opening in November.
Thanks a lot for that report. Thanks for the on the water. Just out of a ripper.
How cool is
that?
He's done.
Yeah, thank you, guys.
Thanks, Dave.
It's 8:43, and we're finished up. We're going to go home and watch football because we're full, and you got to get the Fisherman's Processing on time. It's awesome.
Yeah.
So cool. Well, hey, that's going to wrap up our fishdope.com report. Again, sponsored apart by, who else? Fisherman's Processing in San Diego. Summer fishing means it's time to call Fisherman's Processing. If you're on a private boat, call them the day before. I mean, I would call them regardless. Talk to Sean. Talk to Rose. And just find out what the best way for you to get your fish to them, because they've got so many options, whether you're driving your boat right up to their dock, whether you're pulling up to their facilities, whether you're using after-hour alternatives. There's so many great things that Fisherman's Processing does. They're so helpful for that private boat community. And obviously, if you're on a boat, that's the beauty of it. Out of one of the major three landings, you're going to see them right there when your boat pulls up. It's Fisherman's Processing. Nobody does a better job with your fish than Fisherman's Processing. For more information, you can find them on Facebook at Fisherman's Processing, or for more details, check fishermansprocessing.com.
Be sure to check out this week's edition of Western Out There News. Guess what? They have some tuna photos in there.
Oh, sure.
A lot of tuna
photos.
Really? Yeah.
Wow.
A lot of good stuff on the tuna fishing here in Southern California. In addition to that is the fall fishing guide for the Eastern Sierra, too, is in there for 2015. You know, they expected to have no water up there
right
in the fall, but they're actually in pretty good shape, thankfully. So, and the fishing's pretty darn good in the Eastern Sierra, Mammoth Lakes and such, and the surrounding communities. So check that out in this week's edition of Western Outdoor News.
Going to jump right into the phones. Frank in Spring Valley, you're up next on Let's Talk Cookout. Hi, Frank.
Good morning, Frank. Thanks for hanging in there.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Frank.
had a question for Dorado tackle. Some of these bigger Dorado lost a few last year and caught a few, but any suggestions or tips for the bigger Dorado?
Yep. There's one piece of gear that is the A-plus number one thing that you must have, and that's fluorocarbon leader. If you find Dorado that are biting, they're not really that shy. And the big ones can absolutely break your heart. You can fight them for 15, 20 minutes, and they just bite through. So I would go a minimum of 30-pound test, and even 40 is better. And I wouldn't hesitate to put a piece of 40 or 50-pound fluorocarbon on there. You can use your favorite hook, J-hook or a circle hook. But, again, the circle hook does have that tendency to hook them in the corner of the mouth, so there's another protection against chafing off. But they've got some pretty brutal teeth. And so I'd say fairly heavier line and fluorocarbon and a circle hook. That I've seen that increase the catches and decrease the number of broken hearts on those big ones that we used to have all the time. We used to break them off because they had the sharp teeth.
Good call.
All right. Hope that helps you out.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks a lot for the call this morning.
All right. How about we jump right back into him, talk to Hills. He's calling us from Ventura this morning. Hi, Hills. Welcome to the show.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hi, Hills.
Hey, I just wanted to get a fish report from Anna Kappa. I went on Thursday out of Ventura Sport Fishing, and it was so fun. But like you guys have been saying, the fish are, there's such a spread of fish, and they're all the way up to Anna Kappa. We're on a nice school of yellowtail all day until we ran out of bait. They're big, big 7-inch horse sardines, and it was all fly line, and we landed about half what we hooked because we weren't that deep. And I would say, man, 40-pound test was working a lot better than anything less.
Good call.
Yeah, 40 is the new 25.
Seriously, that's so true, man. That's cool.
That's
well,
good.
Nice going, Hills.
Thanks a lot for the call this morning. Appreciate that. You know, want to remind you once again, this coming Saturday, Labor Day Saturday, which is this coming Saturday, we'll be at El Cajon Ford for our last San Diego County Ford Dealer live remote and the Shimano San Diego County Ford Dealer casting contest that Ryan is looking forward to.
Right.
And your last chance to qualify to win the trip for one to Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska, including round trip ticket on Alaska Airlines. So that's this coming Saturday at El Cajon Ford, Broadway and Main in El Cajon, right off the I-8 freeway. We hope we see a large crowd down there.
Yeah.
It's going to be a fun time.
That's going to be a fun one.
Also, another cool event that's going on today. We obviously talked about it a couple weeks ago with the boys from Make-A-Wish, but the awards banquet is going
on
today, this morning at Silvergate Yacht Club. So if you want to go down and check out the killer awards banquet, if it's going to be hot out at your house and you want to go down to the water and cool off and participate in that big raffle, I mean, you could buy a raffle ticket to, you know, they were giving away a Mazda car today, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So you could literally go down and buy yourself a ticket and have a nice little lunch and maybe go home in a brand new car.
Yeah,
so very
I think
cool
it starts
event.
Like, about 10, 11 o'clock?
Yeah,
I believe
so. I think it starts at 10 a.m. again at Silvergate Yacht Club. I know you can jump. They got a really cool website at tunachallenge.org that would explain all the things, you know, when the weigh-in's finished and when the awards banquet's going to start. But Silvergate Yacht Club, I know the banquet tickets are only $15 a person. You can buy raffle tickets for $2 a piece. And
and all the money raised goes to a wonderful cause, and that is the Make-A-Wish Foundation.
You got it. So very cool.
There you go. Let's go ahead and jump back in the phones.
You got it. This time we're going to talk to Mike. He's calling us from El Cajon this morning. Good morning, Mike. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Oh, good morning, guys.
Hi, Mike.
I got a lot of the Blackwater Hollow on some of my reel, and I know, Rick, you had told me that you can still order it, but I don't know what's the turnaround and what size spools do they come out of. Are they quarter-inch spool, a quarter-pound or half-pound spool?
What do you think?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure they have 300 and either 500 or 600-yard spools, and then you can get up to 1,000 or 2,500 yards. It's a very high-quality Spectra-type line. It's also very expensive.
Wow.
And unfortunately, that's the reason that we had to stop carrying it. I think like a 300-yard spool of 50 was like $250, but it is a high-quality line. There's no doubt about it.
And let's face it, PowerPro Hollow Ace is better. It's easier to splice. It is. I've used them both.
Yeah, no, you're right. That material that they use is very easy to work with. And, you know, it's just kind of become the standard of the the industry.
Absolutely.
No doubt.
Hey, Mike, thanks a lot for the call this morning.
We got a phone-in question from our good friend Mike Lum that wanted to ask
Mike Lum? Yep, the Mike Lum?
Still has a little question about passports and what trips need them.
Right.
Oh, good question.
So you being the Doug, I know the guru. What about passports right now?
Well, blanket statement, if you are going to Mexico, you just need to get a passport. And a lot of people that are avid fishermen have figured that out. A little bit more of the new guys that have finally gotten into our sport since this great fishing.
If you cross the border, whether offshore or inshore?
No, you don't need it for that. But here's the 411 on that. You have to have a passport when you are fishing within 12 miles of any landmass. And, you know, it sounds like, okay, well, if we're offshore fishing tuna, you don't need one. But the 302 spot is 12.2 miles from North Island. So if you come to the inside edge of the bank, you've got to have a passport. You've got to have your FMM. You've got to have your fishing license. They also, at times, will ask you for your radio license from the FCC. And they will also ask you sometimes for your registration for the boat. So if you're an avid fisherman that is going to Mexico and you're going to at any point be within 12 miles of a landmass, and believe me, you don't want to be that boat that's on the 371 and your buddy calls you and says, dude, get over here.
On the 425.
50 pounders on the 425. And you say, well, I can't come in because I don't have my paperwork. They are actively checking. They have given us notice. They are going to give consequences to those boats that do not have the proper paperwork. It's not that difficult to do once you do it the first time or two. It does.
So one thing I have a question for you. The one thing I don't have is that importation permit. It's a 10-year permit, right?
Correct.
And it's easy to get online.
Yes.
Just go to the SAC website.
Yes.
Sport Fishing Association of California.
And my understanding on that, I've been to all the meetings, and there's definitely drama on, you know, what the correct way to do that is. What my understanding is that it's when you go into another port, such as Ensenada, that you have to have the import document. But some people have expressed that, you know, they've been asked for it or that they think you need it to just fish in Mexican waters without physically touching a port.
Better to have it for $50 for 10 years.
Yeah, there's no reason not to have it if you're an avid Mexico fisherman. But with that said, I think most people don't have it, and I haven't heard of a consequence yet.
From it, yeah. All right.
Not saying that this is one way or the other, but I have been checked multiple times this year. I've had my FMMs every time. I've had my passports every time. I've had my fishing license and have never been asked for it. Doesn't mean that you wouldn't on the next one. I'm just saying my experience, but I've never been asked for the tip. That importation permit. And,
or the VHF license.
Or the VHF license, which I also don't have. And I'm not condoning any of that stuff. I'm just saying that's my experience.
But what Doug's saying, here's what the paperwork is.
Exactly.
So let me ask you this. If you're going on an overnight trip that's going to go into Mexican waters at Fisherman's Landing today, do you need to have a passport?
I would say for the offshore fishing that we're doing currently, we are fishing more than 12 miles, and so it's not required. But I would 100%, if you're going to go fishing in the future, just go get a passport.
Get
it's
it.
Not that difficult. And
but then, if you're on a long-range boat, they do require
they do.
A passport.
Absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yep. Okay.
Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Cookup coming your way. And finding out who's winning a $50 gift card. More Let's Talk Cookup coming your way on the Mighty 1090. When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, Calstar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest it's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the Calstar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend Calstar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
Cedros Tackle has some great news. They are expanding to offer you new adventures to complement their fully outfitted tackle shop right on Cedros Island. Cedros Tackle will now offer kayak fishing and tours. The adventure includes deluxe accommodations in Cedros Tackle's own brand new 3-bedroom, 2-bath cottage that provides all the comforts of home yet gives each guest their own private space to rest after a long day of fishing and fun on Cedros Island. The kayak adventures include the use of fully outfitted Hobie Outback Mirage Drive kayaks, perfect for fishing, spearfishing, snorkeling, and more. Your Cedros Tackle Kayak Adventure includes transportation to a remote location, either by Ponga or truck. While you are out fishing, the crew will set up a relaxing day camp, including a barbecue lunch. Have the kayak adventure of a lifetime without the work. You just fish and enjoy. Cedros Tackle can even take care of all your equipment. So for your next trip to Cedros Island, try a kayak adventure with Omar, Jeff, and the gang at Cedros Tackle. For more information or to help plan your trip, check the website at cedrostackle.com.
Hey, this is Captain Paul Hebert from the Wicked Pisser. My brother Bruce and I make a living catching giant bluefin tuna. In fact, I wouldn't even go fishing with any other sunglasses than Maui Jim. Put a pair of Maui Jims on and instantly the glare is gone, the UV that can damage your eyes is gone, the ocean's true colors come shining through like never before. And with more contrast and clarity, you can see the bluefin at that critical time. Take it from me. Try a pair at your local tackle shop or check out MauiJim.com. You won't believe your eyes.
Great boats, free parking, and a fully stocked tackle shop. Just a few of the reasons Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top charter boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Eclipse, Apollo, Outer Limits, Pacific Star, Elgato Dos, Alexis, Pride, Privateer, Tribute, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth, Sea Watch, and San Diego offer the finest half, three-quarter, and full-day trips available. Check out the full-service tackle store at Seaforth Sport Fishing. And it's all run by fishermen for fishermen. 1717 Quivira Road, just off Mission Bay Drive in Mission Bay. Book online at seaforthlanding.com.
XSRS 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
You're listening to the home of the Padres.
Oh, rush!
San Diego's sports leader, the mighty 1090.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. All right, the big winner of the $50 shopping spree goes to Ari in Venice Beach, hanging on a very long time. And, yeah, unfortunately didn't make it to the air, but we always say everybody that hangs on until the end is in the contest. And he was the big winner. Congratulations.
Yeah, he's going to go on a $50 shopping spree to Fisherman's Landing Tackle, one of the great tackle stores of Southern California, thanks to this man, Doug Kern. Doug, a big event coming up, like, in a couple months to mark your calendar for, right?
Yep, we always start thinking about Tackle Day this time of year. 2 months from Labor Day weekend, we will have our big Tackle Day, November 7th. So, as they say, save the date for Tackle Day, November 2nd. 25 vendors, 15 seminars on the boats and in the parking lot. Huge tackle sale. So
Saturday, November the 2nd.
7th.
7th.
Yep.
Saturday, November the 7th.
Yep. So, you know, Christmas shopping opportunity. If we've still got the fish here, it might be a good chance to pick up that new rod and reel at the right price. And we're just, it's just a fun event that we have every year. It's our mega blowout that we do once a year. You got 6 hours to take advantage of us.
There you go. And if we want to come down to Fisherman's Landing Tackle, how do we do that?
You just, the best way is to come down to the landing. We've got, some new parking spaces out front, free 72-hour parking, so that makes it easier. Or you can just drive it right into the lot there.
And you have some 30-minute spots for the tackle store.
We've got 30-minute right in front of the store there. You can always get us at 619-221-8506. Go to our website, saltwatertackle.com, and get out there fishing. My
yeah,
goodness.
Bro.
Fishing. Hey, thanks, Doug. Great job and great show today. We'll have a great show next Saturday live from El Cajon Ford with Mr. Mark Rayer and Jack Nielsen from the Genren Sport Fishing Guys. Hey, and then Sunday, John Ireland from Rancho Leonero will be back in the Mighty 1090 studios. Looking forward to seeing everybody out at El Cajon Ford on Saturday, and we'll see you back here on the Mighty 1090 next Saturday and Sunday. Thanks for listening.